Well, hello, folks. Looks like I'm going to get started without Mark today. He's having a hard time connecting. Today's Friday. This is the drive time Friday hour where we talk about stuff that's occurred during the week. We talk a lot about what's going on. We talk a lot about what the enemies of truth are doing. We talk about the narrative, the perspective that the world offers us as reality. They have us in a chokehold because of it. So we report the news and then report a perspective of that news and try to do our best to tie it into truth. I don't know if we're always successful. It can get a little discouraging sometimes to be so bombarded with a false reality that they call true. When I say they, I'm referring to the International Monetary Fund, but higher than that, we're talking about the few who rule the world, basically through a extortion racket, mafia, syndicate, call it what you will, it's mob. And they are the puppet masters. They control everything. They rule everything. They've infiltrated into the lives of everyone through the religious institutions. Are you there, Mark? I don't hear Mark yet. Through the religious institutions, the medical institutions, the military-industrial complex. We may as well just call the whole thing an industrial complex with sub-organizations, military-industrial complexes, medical-industrial complexes, religious-industrial complexes, the school-industrial complex, education, higher education. And if all of us didn't get our fill on through the COVID thing to learn just how sold out the medical profession is and to the pharmaceutical companies, and then I don't know if there's anything that can wake you up. But if you're listening to the show, I'm going to assume that you are waking up like the rest of us. I can't say that we're fully awake. I can't say that I'm woke in any sense of that word that has been commandeered for the far left. But I can say that I'm awakening, and I hope that the rest of you are awakening with me. Because this is our time. You know, this is the end of their time. You know, there's a scripture that says that nothing that is hidden that won't be revealed, nothing is concealed that won't be made known. And we are living through that time. And Mark, have you checked in yet? Still waiting for Mark. We're living through that time when, you know, the thing about the lie is in order to sustain a lie, you gotta lie again. And then to cover up that lie, you need to cover it up with another lie. And before you know it, you got a tree of lies. And it looks a lot like the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that Adam was strictly warned against eating in the garden, because I believe it's a tree of narrative. It's a tree of deceit. It's a tree that looks good, feels good, sounds good, everything about it. You know, I can't see any harm. And yet here we are at the end of an age where we've not deviated from eating off the fruit of that tree, and that fruit of that tree is a narrative. It's a lie. It's a compounded lie. It comes back with interest to haunt us year after year. But you know what? There's a limit. Okay. So there is a limit. And the reason there's a limit is because truth offsets the expansion of those lies. So a lie can only progress so long before it runs into the truth. And the truth, like a double-edged sword, can't help it. It just cuts it. And Yeshua said, of course, if we love the truth, they're going to hate us. And when he said they, he means the people of the world that are sustaining the narrative, the news commentators, the church pulpits that have the institution more in mind than the souls of the people that they purport to represent. They want to interpose themselves as the middlemen, as the broker of salvation. while simultaneously preaching Christ on the cross. It's a mind thing. I often said that I'd hate to be waking up during this time because it would be difficult to find the people that have been looking at this thing long enough to be able to discern it and give me an honest opinion. And so I guess I struck out early on to examine what was going on. And I hear somebody in the background. Mark, are you on board? I hear him in the background. I don't know if he can hear me. So I'll just keep yapping until he comes on in, and then I'll let him run with his thing. Anyway, so the thing that, here's the question that's always intrigued me is, what are they hiding? Why the need for the lie? If they weren't lying, what would life be like? If we weren't living in a dominion under absolute despotism, what would it look like on the other side? What would the living in the truth? There you are. Hi, Mark.
I think we're back.
Mark is.
Have I told you lately how much I hate Microsoft? Anyway, we're back.
I can't. You're in and out. Right? Give me a test.
Okay.
Give me a test. You're in and out. I can.
Well, for the first time today, I'm hearing you at least, and I think I'm hearing the station. So hopefully that's good. Anyway, apologies, folks. When I got on this morning and fired things up like I always do, and connected to the station and got things ready to roll, I wasn't hearing anything. And then when I tried to find out what was happening with Microshaft, the tool from you know where, courtesy of Bill Gates and the world controllers who want you dead, what I found is I couldn't hear anything, and all of the Microshaft tools and the way that they worked had changed. So I have a strong suspicion what Microshaft did in the middle of the night was get in there and give me an update to my experience, which wasn't much of an update. Anyway, I hope things are back. How's that sound, David?
You sound good. When you go on a run like that, I hear you're not breaking up. So anyway, yeah, go ahead and continue. I was holding the line while you were gone. So.
Well, I apologize again, and I hope that we can pick it up from here. There is a lot going on. Did you Brent mention any of the newsy things? Is there someplace since you've already started that you want to continue?
Well, I was eventually, you know, I was moving into what is it they're hiding? You know, why the need for the great deception? Why the need for the great delusion? Why the need to lie? What is so important that they have to lie to sustain their reality, or they gotta subjugate the narrative to fit them? What is it they're hiding?
Okay. I think I already let it slip.
They hide it through the news. Go ahead.
The scripture puts it this way, right? Yeshua says, the bad guy, HaSatan, the adversary, comes but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And I think the real simple reason they want to lie to people is because they intend to kill you. And if people knew, for example, that, no, those weren't showers in there, that's Zyklon B going to come out of those nozzles, and we're going to take your dead bodies and throw you in the ditch and bury you, that they might not have gone. Don't get on the trains. Don't take the Zyklon B injection. Don't pay any attention to that man behind the curtain. This week, let me throw out about three stories, and you can go where you'd like. We saw that belatedly, finally, the House has come out and said, look, we've traced $10 million plus of graft corruption and outright bribery to the Biden family, crime family, and their puppet masters. Communist China, Romania, we already know about Ukraine, the money laundering. They're on the take. The CCP owns this cretin. This senile, evil fellow and his whole fam-damily. And then it turns out that the FBI, which was subpoenaed to provide some of the requested documents, said, oh, no, we're not going to do that. Guess why? Because they don't want people to know who it is that's pulling the strings and what the connections are. And furthermore, then, this week, we also had the Biden and Title 42, and let's bring everybody in. Mayorkas literally had been down to Panama, so we're saying, and at the Darien Gap, watching what they were accomplishing, bringing all the tens of thousands, no millions at this point, across from South America up the chain. We got Chinese communists. We've got other than Mexicans from all over the place, including terrorists, MS-13, you name it, cells, all coming in. And as of midnight last night, the floodgates are open, and we'll see how many begin to come across. But earlier in the week, just getting antsy for it, there were 10,000 a day coming across the non-existent southern border. So, again, when you look at it, when you connect the pieces, there is no longer any hiding it. The intent is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And they're bringing in replacements, because what they're going to do is they're going to say, hey, we're going to take your land. They've already pretty well destroyed the border ranches and people down there that have been putting up with it, things that Americans haven't been permitted to know for a long time. So lots going on, David, but all of it ultimately in the same direction. Go ahead.
Well, the idea or the reality that their objective is to kill, steal, and destroy, it brings me back to the cross as to the why. Ultimately, they killed to silence the Mashiach. And I think the motive, if you were to put these guys on trial and demonstrate a motive and intent as to the why are you murdering? You know, why are you killing and stealing and destroying? And I think it's a twofold. One is to defend their power and control, to defend their position, to defend their wealth, to defend their world, to defend their mammon, everything they depend on for security. They're defending that, and they look at truth as a threat. So truth threatens them. And so their need to murder, their need to steal, kill, and destroy, is because the truth exposes them as the murderers, thieves, and destroyers that they are. And so the tighter that they can maintain control of that narrative, that power construct, the more powerful they are and the less they need to worry about us. And anyone that would dare threaten that power structure is a threat to their security. So it's really a function of fear. So it's a fear-based narrative, it's a fear-based construct, and these people need to destroy. Now what's the flip side of that? What if the truth was to run rampant? Who are we? Behold what manner of love the Father has lavished unto us, that we would be called the children of God. Who are the children of God on this planet that they need to kill us? Well, we're the ones, we're the liberators. We're the ones throughout history who have challenged the narrative, who come along and tell the truth to power and risk the ultimate, risk life and destruction of property and the taking of position. And so there's where the two constructs meet, the truth against the narrative. And that's what they're really up to. And that's why these politicians and Biden, this has been a huge week. We've passed a milestone this week. The House Committee on the Weaponization of Government, I don't know if you people in the audience have heard of that, but yeah, there's a committee where they're looking into the weaponization of things like the weaponization of truth against us, the weaponizations of the FBI, the Department of Justice. This week, it's come out completely and fully that Biden, and like, as you said earlier, is completely in bed with China and at least 12 other organizations that he's involved with, peddling influence around the world. And so that's what they're protecting. And if the FBI, and you watch this, if the FBI won't, and the Department of Justice won't come after Hunter and charge him with something significant, it's because they're all part of it, and it would become unraveled when they go after any one of their mafia type players. And so that's what's going on, and that's why they need the invasion from the south. And anyway, I think I may have taken it a little bit farther away than you were intending to go with what's going on the southern border. But yeah, as of this week, looks like, all restrictions are off, and the southern border is wide open, Mark.
Well, and there's a lot more to that. We'll need to talk about that some more. Maybe we'll talk about it even in the second segment, because I think there's some things we want to set up first and then go and describe. I did the entire show yesterday, Come Out of Her, My People show, on what I call not just a thought experiment, but wargaming. Because how is this going to look? Exactly what is the goal here? Yeah, they want to bring in millions of invaders across the southern border, but there's a lot more going on. For example, the situation in Taiwan. Communist China wants Taiwan. It is the number one primo high-tech wafer fab facility. They have several of the biggest chip manufacturers, the highest tech, most dense, largest wafers on the planet. Literally, there is nothing else, period, that can fill their shoes. It's a strategic asset. U.S. has it, should not have become dependent on it for military assets and things like military hardware, but is. When China gets it, we will be in a whole world of hurt. And part of the reason is because the situation has been allowed to go this far. The Biden-Fuhrer has depleted the U.S. stocks of ammunition and weaponry and so forth. Almost like somebody was saying, hey, you know, we're going to invade, so we want to make sure you are stupid enough to empty your arsenals and cut your supply chains and starve your people before we get there. Oh, yeah, and why don't you leave the southern border open so we can embed a whole bunch of military folks and have an easier time taking you over, take down your power grid and so forth. That sounds good. Just cross my palm with silver, guy. And that's exactly what's been going on. You know, you ask the question, why? Why do they want to hide it? There's another reason, because if you read the Constitution and you see that on, and this is actually biblical, right? On the testimony of two or more witnesses, treason can be established. And treason is one of the few constitutional crimes. By the way, it's also one of the few crimes that carries the death penalty without question. And, or at least should. If there was actually any treason anymore that was ever being tried. But that's the reason why they don't want this information to come out, because there's no other word to describe what's been done to destroy a country, to literally invade it, overthrow it, steal its elections, destroy the rule of law, destroy everything military about it, dumb it down, poison poke its soldiers, sailors, and Marines. And then leave the rotting hulk to be invaded and taken over by whoever it is that's coming across the southern border. And it's not just China and Russia, other than Mexicans or MS-13 or various gang members. It's all kinds of things that, are literally all telling the same story. There was a story this week about the so-called shooter that was allegedly a neo-Nazi white supremacist extremist, except for the fact that he wasn't even white. And he wasn't a real one. He seems to have been a plant. And Elon Musk even was saying, hey, you have to be pretty stupid not to recognize the connections here and to see a psyop when it's staring you in the face. Go ahead.
Well, they're playing the Hitler card. See, they have this history, this historical narrative that they can reference now, and it's, they need to instill the fear in us, so they need the white supremacist neo-Nazi narrative so that they can point at Hitler, see, he's fascist. And see, that's what the white people are all about is, and it's not even white people, it's just the opposition. Whoever they deem the opposition, they're going to paint as, you know, a satanic, evil, dangerous, like, and that's what they did to Yeshua. They painted him out as Beelzebub, the prince of demons, you know. So the hierarchy is always arguing with the ones opposing it with the truth, because they have everything to lose and nothing to gain. And yeah, this Hispanic guy, and you know, because he has fresh tattoos on his arm, and the links of his social media page, have pictures of, you know, neo or Nazi type, stuff that they can then pigeonhole and marginalize this guy.
Do you know
and
how easy it is for the CIA
again,
to set up those identities?
They're losing control. Go ahead, Mark.
I just was going to ask, do you know how easy it is for these various three-letter criminal agencies to set up people to look like exactly what they want them to look like, set up false identities, make a paper trail, put an online presence for them? Hell, all you got to do is watch your average cop or FBI or NCIS show on TV, and you'll see how they do it all the time. Going to embed these people. We're going to make them do things. We're going to essentially set them up, set out a false flag, and then we'll blame the very people that we want dead. And that's precisely what they're doing. So it's, I'll admit it's been cleverly done, and it has been very pervasive, but I think people are at the point now where as the borders are open, and we're talking about tens of thousands or more a day coming across, and they are literally invading their way in. You know, there's a fellow in Arizona. We talked about this a month or more ago. Not much has been heard about him. They're going to make an example of him, because here's an old, basically a senior and his wife that had a ranch on the border. Got sick and tired of being invaded. Finally saw a bunch of what looked like gang members, and it turns out they probably, almost certainly were, but hey, you're not ever going to hear that. It's not going to be allowed as evidence in the sham dunk trial. And so what? So basically he felt threatened, and he was, and he... matter of fact, he didn't even claim that he shot to kill. Somebody else may have killed the guy. We don't know exactly what happened. But once again, he's being tried for murder. because he dared to defend what he thought was his property, which as it turns out isn't. No, it's the property of the invaders that are coming in to steal, to kill, and destroy. They'll destroy your animals, they'll destroy your land, they'll cut your fences, and oh yeah, they'll come in at night and they'll cut your throat and maybe eat your wife after they rape the dead body. And you're gonna have to say, hey, thank you, sir, may I have another, because you're gonna be disarmed. And the point here, again, David, they are setting people up not only for death and destruction, but when they finally decide I've had enough, oh, then we'll see what's next. And that's what I want to talk about probably after the bottom of the hour break. Go ahead.
Well, it's probably an idea for everybody to go out and buy some wasp spray or some bear spray and start carrying that in your cars with you. You probably know the story of a guy that confronted someone down south there. His whole family ended up, he and his whole family ended up getting killed by this so-called neighbor do you know the story going on with that, Mark?
I've heard that there are many similar stories. I mean, basically, you've got MS-13, you've got Mexican drug cartels coming in, they're taking over city councils, they're telling people, you shut up, you toe the line, you vote with us, or we'll kill your wife first, then we'll kill your kids, we'll make you watch, and then we'll get around to you late. So it's not a new story. It's been going on for several years at this point. But I don't know the specific one you're referring to, but there are many of them.
Here's the thing that we've really got to get our minds around is, what are we fighting for? What are we fighting? We know what we're fighting against, but do we know what we're fighting for? America's a nation founded on a covenant with the Father, our Creator, our Father. One nation under God, indivisible. We can only be one in spirit. And if we're one in spirit, then we're indivisible with liberty and justice for all. Those are the principles of the kingdom of heaven. Those are the principles that America is founded on. Those are the principles that are under attack. Those are the ideas. Those are the means to the end of the family of Father on earth, the kingdom of heaven on earth. And so that's what we're defending.
Okay. Let's talk about some of the specifics then of what not only we're defending, but how the invasion is going to look like, because it's not like we haven't seen it or haven't been able to recognize what's coming on. But I'll throw out a couple stories to make this point. We've already mentioned the Biden crime family trying to hide over $10 million in foreign payments. And the same day that came out, you had what? George Santos. Who the heck is George Santos? Oh, another small-time criminal in New York. Guess what? He's a crook in Congress. Gee, AOC, Charlie Schumer, Hillary Clinton. Why are we not surprised? But this guy, what's surprising? They're going to go after him and arrest him. Guess what? On the same day that it turns out that the president, or at least the fake president, is on the take and is a communist Chinese puppet. Do you think they got a reason for having that news come out on that particular day? And then the next day is when the border gates are already open. Now they go into warp drive. Go ahead.
Well, they're going into warp drive because they're busted. They're 100% busted. And if there is any merit to this idea of devolution, this continuity of government, which I lean heavily toward the very real possibility that that's what's going on behind the scenes. We've got military intelligence monitoring these people, because if they're really involved in treason, then these are the people that will ultimately take them down. So if we're going to pray for something, we pray for I can't even believe I'm saying this, because it was outrageous to think of years ago that the military might be the means of restoring order in this completely broken down, tyrannical, treasonous, traitorous government. No, they're going to take down the good people to keep us from, or at least to try to keep the majority of the Americans that are still asleep, to keep them asleep. And as long as they're not waking up, they feel like they have an advantage. But every time they make a move, they just end up waking more people.
All right. Well, we're at the bottom of our break. We got lots to talk about, folks. We'll be right back. All right, we are back, folks. This is the second half now, or at least the second two-thirds for some of us, of the Drive Time Friday show for this Friday morning, the 12th day of May, 2023. Got David Justice on the line. This is Mark Call. And we're talking about a number of things, but all of them essentially have to do with what David refers to as the narrative. I like the term, the Hitlerian term, as a matter of fact, the big lie, because that's what it is. The big lie is the narrative. And the scriptural way to put it is that the bad guys, and that's all of these people that are claiming to run a country that is no longer free, no longer America that most of us grew up in, well, they come but to steal, to kill, and destroy. That's why there's a border invasion going on. That's what the Zyklon B was about. That's why they've been burning food processing facilities, destroying infrastructure, cutting off pipelines, making war on the whole planet, and trying to get the Soviet or the now Russian bear to decide they've had enough too, just like maybe Americans. And maybe they'll nuke us if the Biden Fuhrer and those communist puppets pulling his strings can get their way. On every front, every single front you can name, economic, political, social, the transgender destruction of kids, I'm hard-pressed, David, to name something that they haven't tried to destroy if it was true and just and good and represented freedom and was scriptural in any way. But I want to start this one off with just with a story we talked about before. Here it is, another week later, still nothing has changed. Not only did the FBI stonewall the Congress and say, we're not going to tell you about the Biden bribes, but the National Police Association, other groups have sued the Nashville, Tennessee, government cops and others, as well as the FBI, which is pulling their strings, in order to obtain the Audrey Hale Manifesto. This is the Tranny Manifesto. This was the woman that was taking all the testosterone so she could get all pumped up and decide to go kill a bunch of kids in that Christian school. And essentially, it has not been released. There were 20 volumes of journals, 5 laptops, suicide note, yearbook, cell phones, all kinds of information. From what I'm seeing, from what has been leaked, from what we know, it's pretty clear why it is that we're not going to be allowed to know the rest of the story, because basically the simple summary seems to be that the Tranny Manifesto says death to anybody and everybody who is cisgendered. Well, wait a second. That's another one of those politically correct terms of idiocy. The term is straight. Anybody, in other words, who does not embrace what the Bible calls abomination, they want dead. And they're working hard to do it. And they don't want you, in other words, the people that are pulling the strings don't want you to know it. And even some leftists. I mentioned Professor Jonathan Turley, Harvard law professor, constitutional scholar. He is among those saying, hey, this is inexcusable. It's a violation of law. Why aren't they letting this stuff out? The rest of us know. He'll eventually say, yeah, I really knew it, but I couldn't say. But there you go. And that's just to kind of set the stage for where we want to go next. Go ahead, David.
What they want our mind, they want our thoughts, they want our imagination. See, the battle is not against flesh and blood. It's against the principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this world. We battle not against flesh and blood. Now, and the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but spiritual, for the tearing down of strongholds and taking into captivity every vain imagination. Now, those were the scriptures. What is it? How does it translate? They need our minds. They need us to not think in terms of righteousness, peace, and joy, and kingdom, and covenant, and love, and truth. Those things are powerful beyond our imagination, and as long as they can keep us steeped in fear, they can control the world, the narrative, the power, whatever we're going to label it. But we are powerful people, and they know that we're powerful people. And as long as they can keep us bound up in fear, they can use our thoughts against us. They can use the energy of those thoughts and all of the energy of our bodies. Those are all property. And they need that to sustain their delusion. They need that to sustain their kingdom. They need our allegiance. They need our consent. They need our cooperation. They need our buy-in. And so as long as we're terrified, which is what they're doing now with the whole tranny agenda, is they're manipulating the minds of our children and men and women and that are not on a stable platform. They're not founded on a solid rock, and so they're manipulatable. And as long as they can keep us off balance, they can keep their agenda moving forward. But when we stand on the rock, when we find out who we are and we understand who in this equation, why are we so powerful? Because we're the covenant people. We're the people that started a nation. Our founding fathers started a nation where we could enter into communion with our Father, and in that context and capacity, set up a government that serves the people. Well, this is a dangerous concept to the power structures of the world. So before the ink was even dry on the Declaration of Independence or Constitution, people had already gone to work to corrupt it. And ever since the Messiah was resurrected, there's been damage control to control the narrative as to who it is we are. And this is why they're so desperate, and this tranny agenda is so desperate. I don't know what more could come after this that would give them any kind of an advantage.
Mark. Oh well, we're going to talk about that. I sincerely want to get there and talk about all of that, because I think the answer is the deluge. Right, the four horsemen, the avalanche, the tsunami, a lot of things. But as you were talking, I got to thinking, you know, there's a reason why one of the things that was emphasized by the Mashiach when he was here was, hey, feed the poor, those that are destitute, clothe people. Heal the sick. And the trouble is, if people are worried about the fact that they don't have any food to eat, they're starving, they're naked, they're cold, they're freezing to death, their kids are being killed, they tend to not focus on those heavenly things. They tend to think, well, you know, anything that says I've got a spiritual battle, I could care less about. You've heard the old joke, right? They're so heavenly minded, they're of no earthly good. Well, when people are scared to death that everything that they have, everything they work for, their children, that they would be willing to die for, are being killed, then that's exactly what Big Brother's going to do, because that will focus their attention. So, for example, the tranny manifesto and the agenda. It's not just taking the kids' minds and destroying their bodies, right? Cutting off their genitalia, putting puberty-blocking drugs in them. It's the fact that they're never going to reproduce. They're never going to reproduce. They're out of the gene pool. Hey, there's one down. How about the rest of the story? Well, if we can destroy them physically with the poison poke, destroy their immune system, that'll take them out. How about this? If the rest of the society is so dumbed down and so incapable of connecting cause and effect that they are willing to be duped and literally put up with insanity, because that's what this is. This is nothing but insanity. There's, you know, a man can chest feed a baby, and he can have, if we just wish that it's so and give him enough drugs, yeah, he'll birth a child. The hell he will. Okay? This is scientific. This is BS on every front. But as long as people are willing to believe it, or even put up with it, or let it be taught to their children, they're clinically, let's say it, they're insane. So here's the problem. A society that not only has no next generation, but allows clinically insane people to write their laws and rule over them and educate their children, it's in a world of hurt. And I think that's the issue here. When things have gotten so out of control, and we talked about some other aspects, right, the border invasion. When people are coming across and you've got invaders on four sides of your suburban house, but, hey, there's no food because they took over the farms in the suburbs long before, ate the farmers, ate their cattle and their goats and their chickens, and now they're coming for you because they've eaten everything else. There's nothing left. It's what they did in South Africa. David, as we see all of this stuff, it's an avalanche that destroys people's minds, destroys their bodies, destroys their ability to think, to feed themselves, to provide for themselves. Pretty soon they're thinking about one thing only, and that's survival. And by that time, honestly, for most of them, it's too late. So I think that is what the real plan is here. It's to overwhelm them. There's a communist Chinese principle, you've heard of it, the pinchers. Pressure from above, pressure from below. They are intending, and they're putting pressure on Americans from all sides, all four sides and above and below to boot. Go ahead, David.
Well, yeah, and they're herding us. You know, they like sheep or like cow. They're moving us in a particular direction, and they've got to get everybody moving the same direction so that anyone that would go contrary to that direction, they can isolate. And that's why they need the white supremacist narrative. You know, they need a villain in this herding process so that they can keep the people scared. You know, we haven't even talked about artificial intelligence and the transhumanist agenda, which is ultimately where they're herding us to. Because in order to maintain the control that they need to maintain control, they need us all to become, you know, biochipped. They need us all to become transhumanized. And so that is the ultimate agenda. But when we know who we are, when we realize that the desperation that they're demonstrating, and we fully realize it's because they're terrified of us waking up and becoming who we are. Because the day that happens, they lose control of the minds and the hearts and the thoughts of all of the people that they've been hurting. And so that terrifies them more than anything, as a guy like Trump comes along and upsets the apple cart, gets people thinking, and now they're dragging their feet, and they might even turn around. And that's ultimately, that's the way I read scripture. These guys can't win this thing, no matter how desperately they try to push their narrative. Their days are numbered. And because their days are numbered, they heap it on for some desperate reason, believe that they can overcome the truth with lies. And that's the insanity right there. You guys are so bought into your own self-importance, your own agenda of lies and deceit, that here's the scary part. They actually believe they're on the right side of this, and they really do see us as evil, which explains why they were desperate, why they desperately murdered the Messiah. And they'll do the same to us, because they actually see us as evil. And that's how far gone they are. So,
well, and that was my point, David.
They would hear it and think that you and I are. I'm sorry.
That's insanity. That is, they literally hate. They so hate the Bible, the Scripture, the one true living God, those who worship Him, those who can connect cause and effect. That what they are is basically psychopaths. Or at least sociopaths. It's clinically an insane position. Oh. And that is what's happened.
Well, so you got a bunch of psychopaths deciding what constitutes reality. And so they put lawmakers and they put people behind pulpits, and they redefine that reality after their own image and likeness. So we have a that they now deem as true. And if you don't buy into that, you're insane. And so that puts us, that marginalizes us. And therein lies the historical, that's what's been going on historically, is anyone that deviates from the state-sanctioned narrative that is okayed by the church and the state and by the universities and law professors, as long as we don't deviate from that world, everybody's okay. And now the medical profession wants to throw in, and they showed us how competent they are relative to the COVID thing. The true men and women that were really interested in the truth, they were marginalized, lost their licenses in some case.
Okay, let's.
And were censored. And so therein lies the world.
Let's pause for a second, because I think we're in agreement here. What I want to do is, at least for a couple of minutes, talk about what this is likely to mean and what it is that, as always, what folks can do. Certainly come out of her, be separate, withdraw your support from the whore church, from those that are pushing a narrative that leads directly to destruction. Wake up, in other words, come out and start to do the right thing. If you go in the wrong direction for long enough and you realize it, well, the word teshuva in Hebrew means turn around. It's repent in English, but most people don't know what that means. Turn around is easier to understand. So you're going the wrong way. You're walking off a cliff. Turn around. Well, here's the issue. We are now at the point where this is a matter of survival for a lot of folks. People will say, well, it's salvation. The rapture will come. I'll be beamed out of here. Well, it may not come in time. I don't believe that the pre-trib rapture was ever scriptural. And I think there's a lot of people going to wake up, and this is where I believe the great falling away comes in. They're going to say, hey, I was lied to. That preacher lied to me. There's no pre-trib rapture. Here I am standing at a concentration camp with a guillotine over there, and it doesn't look so good. I think I've been lied to. That'll be the extreme case, because most will figure it out when they have to get on the trains or when their homes are taken away and the invaders come in and say, you've got some food stored up there. We're taking that too. So the question is, how long are people going to continue down a path that leads directly to destruction before they wake up? You know, it may be true. People say, I read the end of the book. I know how it ends. Yeah, but you might be one of the ones that was failing to do your job, didn't make it, ended up on a guillotine or whatever along with your kids. You got to see them first. Is that what you want, or would you rather be found doing his work? Be counted worthy to escape these things that are coming when he returns. So I would like us to focus, David, on the elements of what this looks like as it gets uglier. Yes, we know that long term there's a win here in the final column. But I'm going to suggest, for example, that we're going to see more and more of these kind of false flags, like with the alleged white supremacist. If they bring in, and they are, they've already brought in tens of millions of invaders. How many of them are communist Chinese special forces? Answer, a lot more than you know, because they're not telling you any. How many of the 300,000 students that are here are already dedicated Communist Chinese Party members? How many members of Congress are on the take? Answer, a hell of a lot. Not bang, 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 fang, fang was just part of it. And we know that there are others outside of California that are on the take, too, including in the White House. So what does all this mean? What we're going to see, I suspect, is the move by the regime to unleash this hell on earth and then say, well, what's the solution? Yeah, we've got to disarm you Americans, because some of you are getting bent out of shape. Some of you are, quote-unquote, taking the law into your own hands and trying to defend your property from these invaders. You silly Americans, you don't have a right to do that. Now we're going to come and take your guns. You've given us the excuse we need. There are 100 ways to look at and see logical follow-ons here, David, and I think that's one of the things I encourage people to pay attention to. Scripture tells us a lot about what's coming, and it promises the curses, and we're seeing the curses too. As a matter of fact, that's this week's Torah portion for those of us on the annual cycle and the end of Leviticus. And I'll talk about that over the weekend. But all of these things we can see coming, we have been warned about. But the question, again, what do we do? Go ahead.
If we stay as a nation under the rule of law, which is what it's my understanding that Trump's always been about, is the rule of law. It's painful because the rule of law requires that we follow the law and honor the law relative to everything the law is intended for, which is really a schoolmaster that leads us to freedom. And you know, there's the scripture that comes to mind right now is Romans 12:2. Do not conform yourself to the image of the world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. Okay. The opposite of that is what their agenda is. They don't want us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. They want us to capitulate into a narrative that they then subjugate us and tell us what we're supposed to think. And see, this idea of a free expression, this is the First Amendment that tells the government you cannot control what people think. And so this whole idea of the gay agenda and, you know, using these pronouns, that's all absolute nonsense. They call that hate speech. Well, these people, they're using that as a means to censor dialogue that could ultimately expose them. Okay, be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. The word transformed in that context is metamorphosed. It's how we grow. It's how we come into the fullness of who we are as the children of God. We're the children of God. Come on, people, let that sink in. And they're terrified of the children of God because we're the only ones that can expose these terrorists. These satanic, duplicit, arrogant sociopaths, we're the only ones that are equipped to take on these people and expose them. So of course they have to attack us at the foundation, and of course they have to use the narrative to transform people the other direction using fear, doubt, and disbelief. And so the ultimate battle is, and yeah, they're going to flood the borders and they're going to come in here, and we're all having to face a real significant choice here as to how we're going to allow the Holy Spirit in us to lead us through this upcoming battle, Mark.
Okay, and I guess the question is, are people even willing to face up to the truth of what's been coming and what's now here? I think that's the encouragement. That's why I mentioned that line about so heavenly minded they're of no earthly good. There are going to be people that are going to have to realize, wait a minute, if I don't have food and if my wife is concerned because they're going to take the kids away from us, then I got other things on my mind that are going to attract my attention. And I had better be aware of that. And so that is, I think, a big part of what we need to be warning people about, talking about right now. I've got two more stories here that I think will at least help set the stage as we go out. One came from the Daily Mail, and this is just kind of a typical leftist response to too little, too late. Kyrsten Sinema, senator from Arizona, has torn into the White House. She's finally had enough because they have no plan, she said, for the crisis facing America as of now when the Title 42 restrictions were removed. And the answer is no. She's damning with too faint of a damnation. They had a plan. The plan was to do exactly what they did. Open the floodgates and let the invaders in. And when you're unable to say, oh, they don't have a plan, no, they did. They've had a plan. You're seeing it. And here's the other story. This is from, it's a flashback. It was a courtesy of Paul Joseph Watson and others, and a UN document dated 2001. And the UN document includes a plan that they've been talking about for 20 years. It's called replacement migration. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist if you even say those words. The plan is to flood America with up to, ready, 600 million illegal invaders. Now, the population of America not long ago, before the last tens of millions, was just a little over 200 million, 250 million maybe. This is twice more illegal invaders that have been ever in this country throughout the first 220 years of its existence. And, gee, can you look at that and not think that they're executing a plan and executing people along with the plan? Go ahead, David. Got about a minute and a half here.
Well, but if Trump doesn't have a plan and called devolution or the continuity of government, if the military's not on the standby watching through their military intelligence and seeing the treason and the traitors fully exposed, then even the military has been commandeered, and we won't really know until we have these swarms of locusts eating out our substance from the south. Be the bureaucrats completely turned against us. There is only one hope, and that's the military, but past that is the spirit of our Father operating in us to do His will. And I'm not quite sure how this chapter ends right here, but stay tuned, because if hang on to your faith, hang on to your hope and your love, and hang on to the truth, and we will be led through this time. And if we are truly repent and truly change our minds such that we understand that we are in a covenant with God that we have breached as a people, and until we repent from that breach and get back in alignment with our Father, then we can expect more of the same right here, Mark.
Well, I think we're going to see more of the same. I guess I would close the way I often do, and that's to remember, we're told, choose this day whom you will serve. The problem is so much of America has chosen to serve another master, another Jesus whom we've not preached, essentially one that has nothing to do with what the United States once was. So we have to return, that's correct, but choose as well to make sure we know who we're serving. Hey, thanks, David. Shabbat shalom, folks.
Hello.